Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to Season 3 of Ballpark Beef. Y'all know what we gotta do. Roll the motherfucking music. Welcome back, everybody. How we doing today? We are back for Season 3 of Ballpark Beef. Motherfucking Season 3. We're back. We had a nice month off. You know, we got to enjoy some time outside of the recording world. Our Tuesdays were no longer booked, so it was good. You know, we got some gym sessions in. Jimmy got some cooking in. We had some good time, man, you know, and we're excited to be back, bring you another season of just content, you know, baseball, football, fantasy football. And of course, I have the boys back with me. They didn't leave me yet. They all re-signed their contracts, so we're all good. Unlike, you know, some of these contracts that aren't signed in the major leagues, they did sign their contracts. They're back. So Nick, welcome back. Jimmy, welcome back. Yeah, it was. You were kind of forced into it.
That intro was so intimate. It felt almost like we transitioned to like an ASMR kind of podcast instead of baseball.
It was good though. It was good.
You were really practicing that for 30 minutes, you said? That's wild.
No. I said I was practicing it 30 minutes ago on the shitter. So, you know, it was a shitter. You know how like guys, like you get home, you take your shit. That's like your piece, right? Get home from work, you go to the toilet, you sit on there, maybe play a game or scroll social media. That's like my piece, I think, my thoughts. You
know, let's talk about this. This is our first topic of Season 3 because I am strictly a morning shitter. I don't shit when I come home.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm a morning, so I get into work, I have my green tea, little honey, little sugar, have my green tea. It starts the things flowing.
Honey and sugar?
Yeah, it starts the things flowing, about an hour on the toilet, right? I get home from work, I eat, right after that, on the toilet. That's me for the day. So, you know, I got my schedule, I love my schedule, and, you know.
I'm on the same page as Jonathan. Usually for me, it's wherever I'm going, within like 30 minutes of getting there, I'm like, all right, gotta go.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Never go before.
You're a public shitter.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Ooh. Okay.
You don't discriminate toilets?
He does not discriminate toilets.
I wake up so late that I don't give my body enough time.
I like that, you know?
That's
no shame.
That's our first topic of the year.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out, though, why Jimmy was trying to flame you 2 minutes into Season 3.
I know. I mean, dude, like, it's whatever,
ballpark,
you know?
Beef. It's Ballpark Beef Season 3. Big, bad, and beefy, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's see.
2 minutes of fame and said, all right, bro, I'm bringing the.
This is season fucking three, guys. This is going to be our best season. I say that every season because it can only get better, right? It can get worse. I mean, potentially, maybe, but like this is going to be the best season yet. Season 3, we're here till next Super Bowl, so you're not going to miss us. And next Super Bowl is a year away, so really lock in. You know, stay tuned. We release every Wednesday at 5 o'clock. So on that ride home, you can listen to our beautiful voices talk about football, baseball, and taking a shit, the shit schedule. Okay. So just lock in, be here with us, and welcome back. If you've listened to us, welcome back. If you've not, welcome. We are Ballpark Beef. I'm Jonathan, here with Nick and Jimmy. Boys, let's get into some baseball because that's why we're here. That's why we're famous. That's why people listen to us, right? Baseball, Ballpark Beef. So
crazy. You know, it's crazy. It's been such a long winter. Tomorrow, well, today when you guys are listening, is the start of the season.
It is.
Playing in Korea.
The first game of the season. We timed it perfectly, by the way. Like, this was excellent timing. But yeah, first game of the season is tomorrow in Korea. Got the Padres and the almighty Dodgers. Funny enough, the Padres did make a move, trading for Dylan Cease. Interesting move. I guess they're still trying to compete. I mean, they got the players to compete if it all comes together. But yeah, Dodgers, Padres, who you guys got in the opening series? A little prediction right off the bat. I'm going Dodgers. I mean, they're too good at this point.
Going Yu Darvish and the Padres, baby. Underdog.
Wow.
One.
Wow. I'm talking about series wise. You're taking Padres in the series?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Joke's on you two. It's a 2-game series. I'm going Splitski.
Going to Splitski?
Sweepski.
You going Splitski? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yamamoto's going to give up 3-4 runs. It's going to be something of a little bit of a disaster for a start. It's, you know, hasn't been great in the spring. Although you can't really like trust any of the spring stats. Anybody who watches stats in the spring, you're a nerd.
Like every Mets fan. Every Mets fan.
Get into the regular season.
Every Mets fan. Every Mets fan who sees. Every Mets fan who has seen all their young pitchers excel in spring training is, if you go on Mets Twitter, you'll see Lavender. They are so horny for him. Vassell, right? Vassell, I'm saying it right. They're horny for him. Every young Mets pitcher that's doing well in spring training, Jimmy just basically is being a hypocrite right now because
I didn't say anything.
I love it. Yes. We're back. We're back,
I'm
boys.
I'm excited for some young live arms, you know, keep bolstering the minors and come help out at the major league level. But you can't read into spring training stats. It's just not.
Listen, I'm going to say this, right? I've looked at some of Yamamoto's starts. It just looks like the fastball is just not there. Like, yeah, it pops. But like, if his off-speed pitches don't start clicking, I think he's going to get rocked. He's really only got it.
I love the MLB Instagram posts where they posted him striking out the side, and all the comments were, you guys aren't going to post him giving up 4 runs the inning before?
Yeah, right. Like, you know, I mean, listen, he may have a good career. He may not. We really don't know. And spring training is no telling of what happens in the regular season. But, you know, hopefully he has a terrible career because he picked the Dodgers over the Mets and the Yankees. So me and Jimmy can at least look forward to that, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think Yamamoto isn't he signed until he's like 37 too? So he's kind of like a one and done contract situation.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, you don't throw a pitch in the majors and you sign a 13-year deal, it could blow up in your face. That's a completely plausible outcome. But he could be a great. You never know.
Can I just say like one thing? Like, you know how like they drop the top 100 rankings each year before the season? How is Yamamoto, a guy who's never thrown a singular pitch in the major leagues, in the top 50? That makes no sense. Like, how do you even know? Yeah, he was great in the Japan League. Like, you know, historical numbers. Like, if he did that here, he'd be Cy Young, maybe back to back, you know? But this ain't the Japan League. Okay.
I got a gripe. Because every time I see these stupid lists come out, oh, top 10 center fielders, top 10 shortstops, bullshit, all like that, in the National League, in the Major League, in the American League, whatever the list is, they're always so far off from each other. And it pisses me off because on one list, Francisco Lindor, second best shortstop in the National League. Rightfully so. He should be top 2. And then all of a sudden, you get to the top 100 players in the league. Trey Turner's ahead of him. You got like other shortstops who finished behind him in the top 10 shortstops being ahead of him in top 100 players overall. And then they got the disrespect to Mike Trout. I just saw a list today. 5th best center fielder in the league.
Yeah, that's
insane. Are you joking?
That's insane.
It's like, where are they getting this information from?
I can't name 5 better center fielders than Mike Trout. I can't. Like, I can name Acuna. Maybe
he plays right.
He plays right field.
He does.
One of them better than Mike Trout right now is Aaron Judge.
And he's not even primarily center field. Yeah, he's going to play center field this year. But like, I literally can't name 5 better starting center fielders than Mike Trout. And if the audience, if you can, please let us know. Like, add us on Twitter. Like, give us your top 5 because. Personally, I have no clue who should be in that top 5 besides Mike Trout. Mike Trout should be number 1. I don't care about the injuries. I don't care about the down year. Down year is still above league average. All right. And tell me, who are 5 better players at center field than Mike Trout?
I'll give you a conversation with Julio Rodriguez, and I'll give you when he's healthy. And if, big asterisk, if he could ever play over 120 games, Byron Buxton.
Yeah,
those are like the only 2 I would even talk about.
Can we talk about wasted talent in Byron Buxton? Like,
just feel bad, man.
It's, you know, it's funny. I saw him at when I was younger, maybe, I don't know, like 13, 14. I saw him and Brent Rooker at a Twins minor league game because they play by Naples. I have family in Naples, Florida. So I saw him play and Brent Rooker. So it was just cool, like, seeing them evolve. But, like, the talk around town was Buxton's going to be, like, this huge guy. If he could stay healthy, he may be the best center fielder in the league. But he can't. He has not. I mean, how many games? Nick, can you look up what's the most games he's played in a year? Has it been over 100? Like, has it?
That up. So they have Byron Buxton as the 8th best center fielder.
That's insane. That's insane.
Talent wise, no. But on a per 162 game basis, like, if everyone else plays 162 and he plays his 85 or 110, then yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you're right.
That's the only reason.
Byron Buxton has one year over 100 games in 2017.
That's insane.
And that was the year his MVP was 18th.
That's insane.
How many games did he play in 2020?
39.
That's not. They only played 60 games that year. 60.
Hey, let's see. Let's see what he's averaging.
So, if you guys didn't know, new this year, Nick is our on-site tech guy. So he's gonna look up stats for us and stuff. He's gonna feed us all that. He just got that added to his resume.
In his contract that he signed for.
Yeah.
Is he gonna stat check me when I go on my rants about stats?
Yes, that's Nick. That's your new job. I think this is perfect for you. You love that shit. This is your new job. Jimmy and I, you know, we'll be at the forefront. You can talk. I know you don't like talking too much sometimes. So we'll be at the forefront. You stat check us. You'll be the stat guy. Exactly. You love that shit. You like looking up conspiracies. Like, that's your shit. I have a new role for you. There you go.
Byron Buxton is averaging 74 games a year in his 9-year career.
God. That's not even half a season. But that just goes to show you wasted talent. Like, I feel bad for the dude. If he stayed healthy, he'd probably be top five. Easily top five.
So this is what has me aggravated. They have Luis Robert Jr. and Michael Harris II higher than Mike Trout.
Who? Can you even make the case for Luis Robert?
Wait, and they have Cody Bellinger behind Mike Trout in sixth.
I'm more mad about Michael Harris.
Yeah.
The blasphemy.
Well, is that just because he's a Brave?
Well, yeah. That's okay. Part of it. Oh, speaking about the Braves, Chris Sale is going to be dirty for that team.
Bro,
Strider with his new curveball, disgusting. That team is menace to the Dodgers.
GG's to the NL East.
Sounds like you're going to have a great time watching them play 12 times a year.
Here, let me give you guys my perspective for this year for the Mets. I am officially locking in as a labeled pessimist. I am not excited. I am not geeked up over this team. I'm not putting all my chips in the middle of the pot, betting that we're going to win 87 games. I am going to sit back and hope that I'm impressed because that's how the season is. But that's how it's going to be.
Okay, but how are we going to be able to talk shit to you and then you're going to get mad when you're already expecting?
He'll have a week where the Mets win like two series and he'll start talking shit. Like that's Jimmy. That's what we live for. Okay, let him be a pessimist and you know, sit back and just watch. That's fine. But once Mets fans get a sliver of hope, we will know about it. A sliver.
No, because you know what's going to be exciting? I think what will be exciting is like rooting for the young guys as they come up. And I think that I can talk my shit with whatever goes on in the season and still compare Brandon Nimmo to Aaron Judge because he'll probably have a better first month and like cap about that. Or, for instance, like say that Volpe's a bust because he's hitting 185 in April. Like, I could still talk my shit. Don't worry.
Yeah, he'll have shit to talk. Nick, never doubt that.
You're going to have shit to talk about. But, you know, when we come up to you and we're like, hey, the Mets lost last three series, you're like, well, what else do you expect?
Well, when you lead the National League in ERA, meaning like the highest ERA because you have a bunch of Gerdys throwing the ball, Lance Lynn, he's got a large stomach, no offense, but he throws it 91. Wait, what's he doing?
I just want you to know that your opening day pitcher is Jose Quintana.
He's going to shove.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to shove.
What was the lefty that threw the no-hitter against the Cardinals a few years ago? Johan Santana? That's his wannabe.
Did you just forget Johan Santana's name?
I'm not good with names, brother.
You just forgot. And Johan Santana didn't throw a no-hitter, by the way.
Yeah, he did against the Cardinals.
For the Mets? For no, the Mets, he did.
No, he didn't.
He's called Nohan.
Did you ever see that theory that he didn't throw a no-hitter? You never heard about that? Nick, look it up for us. Go ahead. So there's a theory that he actually didn't throw a no-hitter out there. And I'm going to stick by that theory. Nick's going to look it up for us.
Our conspiracy guy goes to look up this crap theory with tin hat in hand. Quintana would be the number one starter on the Cardinals. You know that, right?
By far. No.
Who's the number one starter on the Cardinals?
The Cardinals are so down bad.
The one who's actually starting on opening day.
Sonny Gray's not healthy.
Oh, I forgot Sonny Gray's on the team. Miles Michaelis is way
better. You don't even know he's on your team?
Miles Michaelis?
Is way better than him.
You don't even know who's on your team.
I didn't know he got hurt.
Are you not a baseball fan?
I mean, I'm sorry, I don't know everything about everything.
So on your sports app, whatever the fuck you follow, it doesn't show up. Sonny Gray may not make it for opening day starter.
I just close those out because I get so many a day.
Brother, it's your team.
I'm stuck on comparing Quintana to Miles Michaelis. We might have to do that as our next player comparison.
I'm stuck on Nick doesn't know his team.
Man's reading about some conspiracy theory.
He's reading about the Johan Santana no-hitter. Look at him. His mouth is open and everything.
Because nothing is saying about it.
But just no-hitter Johan Santana theory.
All right, yeah. Let me just prove my point correct with my stats, as I always do. Career WAR, Miles Michaelis, 10.5. Jose Quintana, 28. Career ERA, 3.74 for Quintana, 3.93 for Michaelis. Michaelis is
who
compared to Quintana, and he would definitely
everything
be the number
I'm
one
reading
starter.
Says his no-hitter was the most impressive. Nothing about him not throwing one.
There was some theory out there that I heard that he didn't throw a no-hitter or whatever, but forget it. I guess that's a mute point. But appreciate the lookup, moot point. I appreciate the lookup, fellow IT man. But can we get back to this? Do you even know what your starting rotation is?
No.
Hey, you hired him.
I mean, I think he's getting devoted to a computer role over here because he doesn't even know he's on his fucking team at this point.
The first five games.
No, you're demoted right now. Okay, you're demoted.
It's not my job to remember the 40-man roster that I'm no part of.
It's not the 40 man. It's your fucking starting five. So who's your starting five without Sonny Gray?
Michaelis.
Who else?
That's all I know.
Lynn.
I'm not gonna lie.
You know, two out of five. One out of five. Jimmy had to help
Congratulations.
You.
Apparently, the way that you're talking, how bad they are, I shouldn't even know their names.
It's your team, brother.
Okay. You can ask me right now about any of my favorite teams.
All right. Well, guys, I just want you to know.
You can name me five starters on the Dolphins.
Yeah, come on. Yes, you can.
You got four easily.
Yeah, four. I don't know the fifth one because he's a backup. Okay.
Braxton Berrios.
Like, you asked me that
a fifth
if
person
you asked me, actually, he was in my four.
No, you don't have Waddle.
I'm kidding.
You don't have.
I'm kidding. Oh, but that doesn't count though because the season just ended a month ago. Like I watched it for 4 months.
Nick, I have some homework for you. Okay.
If you asked me, right, listen.
Listen to me.
No, I'm speaking. You're not. Okay. If those four players got like were traded off the Dolphins, right? And you came up to me in August and said, name five starters on the Dolphins. I'm going to give you the same reaction I am now.
Nick, listen to me. Listen. Okay. That's what I want you to do. We are a baseball podcast. We're very professional in a way, right? I need you to know your starting five next episode, okay? I'm going to quiz you next episode. I need to know the Cardinals starting five without Sonny Gray, okay?
All right. So I'll make sure before the episode starts to have it on my computer because I'm not memorizing it.
Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's all you
have
to do.
I have a hard time
remembering people's name when I introduce myself to them. You want me to remember five starters on a team that I only watch 162 games of the year?
You watch all the games?
I mean, when I can. I count for the games in the playoffs because I do watch my team in the playoffs.
I'm
When was the last time you watched them?
When? What year?
When was the last time you watched them?
You having flashbacks from the war?
What war?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, when was the last time
your team was in the playoffs and you watched them? What happened that year? You guys won 100 games?
2021.
What happened? You played how many games? Three?
Awkward silence, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Played three. You lost a best of three.
I think it was two. Did we win one of them?
Yeah.
Oh, we won a playoff game. When's the last time you won a playoff game?
When was the last time you held a trophy?
Yikes. All right.
Yeah, bottom half of the MLB in chips. Don't talk to me.
Let's move. Damn, we got Nick fired up today. All right, let's move on before Nick starts pulling up to our house and wanting to fight and stuff. So, all right. Back to starting rotations.
Gonna take your time, Pa.
Jimmy, how's the Mets starting five looking?
Banged up.
Yeah.
He hasn't had an ace starting in 3 years.
Is your name Jimmy?
It can be.
Since when?
Ace
starting? Are you referring to Jacob DeGrom?
I'm saying your projected ace on your starting five has not actually started the opening day in the last 3 years.
Kodai Senga was a rookie last year.
Okay. I'm not referring to him.
He's pretty sure
Verlander started the year on the IL for a month.
Yeah, he's a bum. We got Clifford.
Didn't start. This year, Kodai's your ace, not starting.
Yo. Yeah, Nick got a 9-4. Don't know how to act, though.
My bad, Jimmy. You can answer the question now, though.
All right, Jimmy. Talk
about the mediocre Mets.
So how's your starting five looking, Jimmy? I apologize. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, banged up before I got rudely interrupted. Kodai Senga's hurt. Sean Manaea's looking all right. Quintana's looking all right. Like, everyone's looking all right. Hauser looks pretty good. A little back end of the rotation pickup. You know, McGill's always in the mix, it seems like. We have some reinforcements coming. Kodai Senga later. We got David Peterson rehabbing from a hip. You know, a bunch of meh kind of players. You know, there's no Max Scherzer to shove. There's no Justin Verlander to trade and get two really nice prospects. Very excited about them. And there's no Jacob DeGrom to absolutely rip my heart out and stomp on the ground with it. So got to make do with the dream team we got.
Yeah. Listen, it's rough over here in the Bronx too. If you guys didn't know, Gerrit Cole is out for 1 to 2 months, probably going to be longer. Thank God there is no UCL tear, which is good. Probably the best news I could receive, because if we lost him for the year, yeah, it's just wouldn't be good. So it's going to be patchwork rotation. It's probably going to be Cortez is our opening day. It's probably going to be Rodon after him, Stroman after him. And then from there, it's Clark Schmidt and whoever secures that fifth spot, because it doesn't sound like we're signing anybody. Snell just signed with the Giants, 2 year, 62 or 63? I think 62. 2 year, 62 with an opt out after 1 year. Let me just say this one thing. Scott Boris, you're fucking your clients, by the way. Absolutely fucking your clients. Whatever strategy you have, buddy, it's not playing. You've lost your clients so much money. And I don't know what you're doing, pal. But anyways, I don't think they're going after Lorenzen or Montgomery. And those are the only two that, you know, would be viable to us at this point. So it's going to be a patchwork rotation. Hopefully Cole comes back before the All-Star break. But that's the most I can hope for right now.
So it sounds like we all have mid-starting lineups.
Yeah.
So you guys don't have to talk so bad about the Cardinals until you guys get healthy.
Well, I mean, at least we knew our starting.
At least my starting rotation is actually like available opening day.
Sonny Gray, your ace. Who are they?
One, whoop-de-doo.
Your ace, Sonny Gray.
Who are they? Who are they, though?
In my mind, it's like we're throwing you out on the mound.
All right, you know what? I'm going to pull up the St. Louis Cardinals starting rotation because I'm going to do Nick's homework for him. He's getting an F for today. Okay, Nick, you're getting an F.
They have seven starting pitchers. I don't know which one out of the seven or the five that are they.
Well, can I say one thing, Pop? You have
You have a Twitter, right? You follow like Cardinals social media and stuff. Like you see rumors and stuff like that. Maybe.
See, there's a difference between following accounts and actually opening up the app and looking at it. Ooh. I'm sorry, I'm not a Twitter guy.
Jimmy, we're gonna have to talk off stream. This is crazy.
I don't sit there and just.
Season 3 opener and Nick's unprepared.
Yes, we have to have a meeting.
We need a team meeting. This is, you know,
You see 15 minutes from HR pop up on your calendar tomorrow, you'll know why.
Make sure you have Teams opened. But yeah, I mean,
that too.
The baseball season is upon us. We're excited. We're excited to talk about our teams. I would say the Yankees have a very much brighter season than these other two teams. The Mets may be mid. They could be good. They could surprise people. Who knows? Who knows with the Mets, honestly, because you never know with the Mets. You really don't. Cardinals, they're usually a good, decent team, right? Like, they usually pull wins together. I think this might be one of the weakest rotations they've had in a while, though. Last year was pretty weak. This year is maybe weaker. I mean, they have 7 guys on the depth chart, and Sonny Gray, Michaelis, Lance Lynn, Kyle Gibson, Drew Rahm, and Zach Thompson. That's not a good list as of right now. But yeah, I mean, it's only up from here, right, guys? Only up from here. We'll see. We got a whole season ahead of us. And, you know, let's...
What's the over-under on how many starters on the Yankees get hurt this year?
Oh, my God. You're wishing injuries on people.
No, well, I'm not already wishing, over there. Speaking into reality, the Yankees cannot stay healthy.
No team can stay healthy. 0.5.
Well, I mean, you also, a lot of the times, you have half your starting lineup on the IL.
And we still win 100 games.
And you still don't hold a trophy like the rest of us.
Hold your hands up for me. Go ahead, hold your hands up.
I need more than 2 hands.
Okay. That's all I have to say.
Hey.
You need about, give or take, 6 hands?
Well, I mean, you technically only need 2 fingers.
So, I mean, 27, so.
I could just become a Boston Celtics fan and be like, hey, my team has, you know, 15 championships, but I haven't seen them win one.
But you're not. You're a Knicks fan.
Man, that's just like saying LeBron's the best player because he has 40,000 points.
What?
He's the best scorer.
He's the most points.
I mean, yeah, but that's because he's been the longest.
Oh. But, I mean... Sure.
Just saying.
Oh, that's a funny episode.
Anybody can have, you know, a max amount of whatever if they've been there for the longest.
27. Okay, that's it. 27. The Yankees are the most storied franchise in any sport. They're the most valuable franchise in American sports.
And they're irrelevant after 2009. But going into 24, it's about to be 15 years that you haven't seen your team win.
Okay. When's the last time the Cardinals won?
2013.
Okay. And then what have they done since then?
2011.
No. Like 2013 to 2023. What have they done since then?
They've won playoff games.
Okay. Have they made it to NLCS since then?
Maybe once.
I got news for you. You know who the most recent team to go to the World Series is out of us three? The New York Mets.
Oh, it's the New York Mets.
You walked right into that one.
It's the New York Mets. Oh, man. Hey, at least...
I don't know what's worse. The Mets have been the most recent World Series team, or they lost to the Royals.
Royals had a good team.
No, yeah, that year they had a good team, but I mean, like, if you say the Royals, you wouldn't expect to lose.
No, probably not.
It's the only bright spot in 20 years. It's true.
The Royals have been in a gutter for a while now. But
Jimmy also has the most recent, you know, winning a game in the World Series. They got lucky enough to get one.
That's true.
You gotta get there to win one, though.
But, you know, we got 162 ahead of us, so who knows what happens, right? The Mets can make the World Series this year. Who knows? We got 162. Anything can happen, right?
If you tell me now that we're getting past the Braves and the Dodgers to represent the National League, sign me up.
Just like if I told you last year Saquon Barkley would be a Philadelphia Eagle.
Don't sign me up.
Talk about some football. How about that? Yeah, Jimmy.
A little football flavor.
talk some football, some fantasy, and then we'll bounce because it's getting long here. We're you know, we're talking and vibing, but Jimmy, you got to tell me, man, how does this feel? Like, are you on the like you're dead to me, Saquon, Tiki Barber kind of vibe? Are you like, we're grateful for you, we're sorry we didn't offer you a contract, Saquon? What's your vibe?
I am definitely the second one. I am appreciative of Saquon. I was 2018 when he was drafted. I was in favor of drafting Sam freaking Darnold. And I was mad we took Saquon. I was like, bro, we should have got Sam Darnold. We need a quarterback, this, that, and the other thing. I'm so glad that Saquon was on our team. I'm grateful for, you know, the time he was with New York. And I think that they treated him a little bit poorly towards the end. And he had a little bit of pent up frustration because he wanted to be a Giant for life. He said the wrong thing. He snapped on him. And, you know, that's how it goes, right? You feel some type of way. Somebody says the wrong thing, you react. And that is what it is. I'll always love Saquon. I'll even root for him as an Eagle. I am disappointed, but I just want the best for him. He's home. He's back in Happy Valley.
Now, do you have a Saquon jersey?
Yes.
Are you going to still wear that Saquon jersey?
Isn't that the one probably that you got, like, a couple months ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're still going to wear that?
That one was fire, yeah, too.
You're still going to wear that. Okay. All right.
I'm going to see. I'm going to see who we draft. I'm going to see if it's worth investing in a jersey. You know, depends on what position.
JJ McCarthy?
Depends. Depends what position. And we'll revisit the situation, you know?
Okay.
Like Saquon. So I got, for all those that don't know, I got the throwback jersey of Saquon. And I think he deserved a little throwback nod because he earned it. I'm not getting a throwback jersey of some rookie that comes into the league who hasn't shown us anything yet, though. So just know that.
Okay.
The respect thing.
That's fair. Have you been staying up to date with the Giants offseason?
Yeah, I think we're filling out our line a little bit. We traded for a nice edge rusher.
Yeah, Brian Burns. That's solid. That's solid.
Solid on the edge and up the middle on the defensive line with Dexter Lawrence and Kayvon Thibodeau on the other side. So I'm happy with that line. Just keep bolstering the offensive line, pay the men who need to be paid, and draft good skill position players.
Get some receivers, kind of my please. Plan. Darren Waller might retire.
Good. Good riddance. Yeah, no. Give me O'Doons. Give me Nabbers. Give me probably JJ McCarthy in that spot. As far as QBs go, give me Brock Bowers. Those are all difference makers. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I got you. Yeah, but so football for the Dolphins. Basically, we lost a lot of big names. We lost Christian Wilkins. We lost Rob Hunt. We lost a lot of key players. We just, you know, with the contracts we have on the roster, it's hard to keep everybody. Now we have to pay Tua. You know, Tyreek's got the crazy cap hit. But we've signed like a lot of low-key solid guys, like a Jordan Brooks. We signed Jordan Poyer. Like there's just, we signed like low-key guys that I think are contribute for us. And hopefully we make a good solid pick in the draft, where we can set ourselves up for next year and hopefully make a run again. That's all that counts. I'm not too favorable on giving Tua an extension. Like I said, I'm not 100% sold on him. I mean, he's good, but like, I don't know. It's just, there's something there that I'm just not 100% sold on. So we shall see. That's still a far time away for football season. But coming up, we do have the rookie draft, and you know what that means. Good old Dynasty League will be drafting soon. Nick officially.
I'm going to have to start putting in some work.
Nick officially has.
Finally.
Will come in at the 103. So Nick will have 103, 105, and 106. I will be at the 104.
Whoa, you can't forget my
112. And the 112 for Nick. And Jimmy will have the 17.
Don't you get 112?
He's had that. 112. Yeah. Jimmy will have the
4 first round picks?
Yes, he does.
Oh my God. Trade the other ones. What are you doing?
I just haven't had time to like actually try and make up a good trade. I get all shit trades and then I'm just like, yeah, I don't want to do this right now.
But
give
Nick,
me your 2-3 or something.
Nick, who are you looking at 103? What's your plan?
Oh, I can't give that away, brother.
I mean, you're before me, so.
103 is a quarterback. It's kind of plain and simple. All four of you at the top need a quarterback.
You could ask me what I'm looking at, but you don't. I don't know what's going to happen to where, you know, maybe something comes up to me and I get rid of my 103 and now everything has changed. It's just too, it's a bunch of different scenarios that can happen.
And the only reason somebody trades up to 103 is to get a quarterback. So, like I said, 1-1, probably going quarterback because he doesn't know what the hell to do with his team. 1-2, quarterback. 1-3, quarterback. John, you need a quarterback too. You should.
I'm going wide receiver.
Take whoever the fourth best quarterback is.
If top three is quarterback, I'm going wide receiver. I'm not tearing down.
You need a quarterback.
Yeah, but I would tear down.
O'Connell.
Okay. And say top three is quarterbacks. You know who's there for me at 104? Marvin Harrison Jr.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, Jack should take Marvin Harrison Jr., but he also...
And then, I'm not going to lie to you. If I'm Jack, I'm not taking Marvin Harrison Jr.
Why?
Because I would take a quarterback and just try and flip the one of the two that I have.
No one's going to pay his price.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I mean, his price, but I mean, I would make it a reasonable price where I can get back two, three, you know, somewhat decent players.
Jamar Chase, and that's it. Like, Jamar Chase, Marvin Harrison Jr., Ertz, and Josh Allen, I feel like that's a core.
That is a core.
Yeah, but Scunny, off that.
I'm telling you right now, if Marvin Harrison Jr. is at 104, I am taking him, and I am going to trade for either Kirk Cousins or Baker Mayfield. That's what I'm doing.
You won't pay Baker's price though, I don't think.
Yeah, I have terms on the table already. So I do. He likes my offer and I said I'm waiting till the draft. So I have terms. I'm not telling you. Why would I tell you?
Tell me.
No, because you're gonna go back. You can't regardless, you can't beat my offer anyways.
That's what I mean. So if you set the price, why does it matter?
I'm gonna give him 225 first.
Okay. For Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Might be better to just draft one.
Baker Mayfield's a top 10 QB last year, if you didn't know. It's QB 10. QB 10.
Get him for the cheap. He's trying to go get him for the cheap, I know.
It's QB 10.
We got the same ideas.
QB 10. I mean, great GMs think alike, but... And then I'm going to trade back into the first. I'm going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. I'm going to trade back into Nick's 112. I'm going to pick up a tier 2 quarterback. And then at 2... I'll probably give Nick a... Depends. We're going to see how the draft rolls out. But Nick, I'll be talking to you.
Well, I hope your trades are more reasonable.
I already told you I'll give you Kyron for the 106 so I can take Brock Bowers.
That's rude.
I mean, why would I pass that up? Why would I pass that up?
So for me, this is what the draft's looking like. 1-1, 1-2, 1-3, 1-4, quarterbacks and one wide receiver. 1-5 and 1-6. I don't know, Nick. You're probably going wide receiver and another quarterback. I think you'd need that. Let's just assume that's the case.
I wouldn't go running back that early.
For me, one of the wide receivers is available, and then Brock Bowers is available. So I could go either Nabbers or O'Dunes or Bowers. So for me, I just gave you my plan. That's a win-win-win.
Or...
You just gave us like five different scenarios, and then you're asking me what my scenarios are with three out of the first six picks.
Yeah.
I just told you what your scenarios would be. I said, if you go two quarterbacks, both wide receivers.
Yeah, but that's
or one of the wide receivers. And...
All right. This is my breakdown here. I'll tell you right now. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you right now. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you my plan right now. I don't give a fuck. 104. If Drake May or Jaden Daniels is there, I'm taking one of them. If they're not there, I'm taking Marvin Harrison Jr. If Drake May and Jaden Daniels are there, I'm trading the 106 for Nick. I'm giving him an RB and the 205, and I'm taking Roma Dooms or Malik Nabers. And then with the 204, I'm going to take a running back, and then a 312, I don't give a fuck. That's my plan. Now, if Marvin Harrison Jr. is there, I'm going to take him at the 104, and then I'm going to trade to the 112 and take a tier 2 quarterback, and that's my plan. So there you go.
So it seems like Jonathan's plan is relying on me to make a trade.
That's it.
So none of your situations had you taken the 106 from Nick.
No, he did. But what I'm confused about is he said he'd give me the 106 for the second round pick, but then he was picking the second round pick.
No. I'm giving the 205. I'm not giving you 204.
You have 4 and 5?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, now you know.
Dude, I never seen
someone. Hit me up
so
for that too.
Huh?
Hit me up about that too.
Trey McBride, straight up.
No, stop it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
stop it.
Okay. I mean,
Trey McBride is first round talent.
James Cook, 204. James Cook.
We'll talk.
204. Oh my God! If that works out, my plan will be perfect. 204. James Cook. Let me know.
All right, we'll talk.
Jimmy, just tell this guy no, so we cannot see him happy.
204. James.
Any offer, he says no. Just to, like, see his facial reaction. You said we'll talk, and this dude like act like he just won $1 million.
No, because if that happens, then my Kyren trade is irrelevant. Like, because then I have James Cook,
then
I have Drake May, because I'm assuming Nick's taking Jaden Daniels. I have Drake May, Roman Dunes, or Malik Nabers, James Cook. That's a great draft day for me. It's a great draft day. It's great.
I just don't get how you can fucking remember all these scenarios.
It's a great draft day. That's all I'm saying,
bro. We know the rookies. We got our guys on our draft board. I got them pinned on my cork board, ready to pick.
Well, I can't even tell you what I'm doing the next day of my life.
Well, that's a problem.
Saturday of Mother's Day.
Yeah, I have to change that.
Why?
Is that actually Mother's Day?
It's the Saturday of Mother's Day.
Are you going to be present?
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh, we could
not change.
Okay, we're doing it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Like how long?
I don't know. Maybe 24 hours. I don't know. Because, I mean, this I just, I'll let run. It's whatever. It's a rookie draft. But if that night Jimmy's home, we can do it at my new place.
Ooh. That's assuming.
It's May 11th,
one,
right?
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
1, 2, and 4, do it quickly.
They will. Those are like guaranteed picks.
I mean,
we'll finish this in one day.
So was the regular draft last year, and it still took 4 days.
Oh, yeah. We're doing it. All right. Make your schedule free. That's what we're doing. You guys are coming over. Now, did I set it for May 16th?
May 11th.
May 11th. May 11th.
Draft day at Wags.
Yes, sir. We'll put on the TV. We'll have a vibe. You feel me? Order some food. A little booze up. Ya tu sabe, mofongo. How you doing? All right. Listen, guys.
On that note,
mofongo. That was the season opener. Season 3's here. We're not going anywhere. We got about a year of content for you. So stick around, enjoy, and have some fun with us. If you want to talk to us, you can always shout us out on Twitter. As you know, Nick does not check his Twitter, so don't shout him out. And we appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all who are coming back. Appreciate you who are first-time listeners. Have a good night, and listen, we'll be back next week. Don't forget, Ballpark Beef out.
Typical.
I had to do it.